Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pennsylvania will soon join 18 other states in banning the sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products to those under the age of 21. And as we hear from KYW's Kim Glovis now, this bill is not sitting well with anti-smoking advocates.
Pennsylvania's American Lung Association says the bill, for the most part, is fine, but the exception for active duty and military veterans is not acceptable. The ALA's Sarah Lauver says statewide,
22,000 people die each year due to tobacco products, and strong Tobacco 21 legislation does have the power to save lives. Unfortunately, this legislation has joined the ranks of some of the weaker bills across the country.
The Veterans Administration estimates there are 200 vets under the age of 20 in Pennsylvania and another 6,600 between 20 and 24. Lauver says, however, the age limit will still help young people who until now had easy access to tobacco products, including e-cigarettes.
It's something that has worked with other products such as alcohol and is a proven policy to decrease that initiation amongst youth for tobacco products.
The ALA says currently 90% of smokers begin using tobacco before the age of 18. The governor is expected to sign the bill next week. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.